You're listening to SBS News.
Some of the community's most vulnerable children live in residential care settings. This includes an overrepresentation of Indigenous children, with data showing they are seven times more likely to deal with child protection services than non-Indigenous kids. The report author, Dr. Robin Seth Purdy from Uniting Care, says there is no simple answer to improving the model of care.
These approaches should focus very strongly on the rights of the child, the voice of the child, and providing a pervasive therapeutic environment in which children's needs can be individually assessed.
Out-of-home care includes foster and relative care arrangements, family group homes, residential care and independent living. Uniting Care Australia was commissioned to research residential care and found providers think the current level of resourcing is insufficient. Dr. Robin Seth Purdy says children in the residential out-of-home system are the most traumatised.
It's clear that particularly disadvantaged communities have a higher proportion of those risk factors, and levels of maltreatment are higher. Looking at Indigenous communities, there's not only a high level of economic disadvantage, but there are additional problems with discrimination and historical trauma.
The study is pushing for an end to the cycle of mistreatment and suggests the suffering of Indigenous children is preventable. The findings show Indigenous children have a higher level of substantiated neglect cases than non-Indigenous children, but a lower percentage of emotional, sexual and physical abuse. The report states the mistreatment of children is the single most influential cause of preventable mental health issues. Another important principle for the child protection system is to promote a sense of cultural identity as well as safe contact with families where possible. Dr. Seth Purdy says this all depends on the risk involved.
Cultural identity means continuing to have access to the social network of support within which your family is ideally situated. So that's the main mechanism for child protection in a well-functioning society.
The CREATE Foundation provides a voice to children who have experienced out-of-home care. The Chief Executive, Jackie Reid, says they need to be involved in conversations about their futures.
All too often, there's a case planning meeting and decisions made about the child's life that the kid's not even privy to or had any input into. I think that is something that the kids tell us all the time.
Ms. Reid says often very few young people have a cultural support plan in place.
Only 17% of these kids actually have a cultural support plan. So a cultural support plan connects them to their family, their culture, their, the whole gamut of connections that they may miss by being brought into a white mainstream system.
The report coincides with National Child Protection Week, which continues until September 7th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.